I'm broadcasting from Springfield, Illinois today as part of our election road trip. And joining me here in the studio is Sean Crawford, who is news director here at WUIS. Hi, Sean.
Hi, Jeremy.
And there is a big governor's race in this state. Funnily enough, two very, very rich men running against each other. Bruce Rauner, who's the current governor, the Republican, a multimillionaire, and J.B. Pritzker of the Pritzker family, the Hyatt Hotel Pritzker family, Democrat, a billionaire.
That's right. And we're starting to see evidence of just how wealthy these individuals are. We've been seeing campaign ads going on from the primary elections, which started really last summer, all the way until now. And most of these ads have been negative between both of these candidates.
And Governor Rauner is known for this big budget impasse that happened. Illinois didn't have a budget for 3 years because he didn't want to raise taxes and the legislature didn't want to cut. How did that play out? And did anybody win from that impasse, which eventually ended?
Well, I can't say anybody won. In fact, if anything, you may say that Bruce Rauner may have lost the most because he is the one on the statewide ballot. And yes, the budget impasse, what I think is missed by that is not having a budget did not mean the state of Illinois was not spending money. The state of Illinois continued to spend at a higher rate, like it had a tax increase in place, which actually had expired. And the bills kept piling up. And when Bruce Rauner entered, the state was not in great fiscal shape. Now the state is even in worse fiscal shape, and that's a challenge he faces as he tries to run for election. I should mention that the legislature is controlled by Democrats,
right,
and he is a Republican.
Right. And how much is that budget impasse playing into this election?
I think it's playing a lot because what it does do, it gives his opponent, J.B. Pritzker, quite a bit of ammunition that here's a guy who couldn't get something done. Now, Bruce Rauner will argue, I'm trying to change the way things have been done in Illinois. Things were not good. That's why I got elected in the first place. I'm trying to make change. The Democrats won't go along with me. So that continues to show up quite a bit. And it is an underlying theme, especially among Pritzker's campaign.
What are the big issues for Illinois voters this year?
I think the biggest issue is still the economy and the future of the economy. Our unemployment rate is relatively low.
It's about 4.2% at last check.
But at the same time, there seems to be this feeling, this malaise, I think, that's in the state of Illinois. The state has had two governors since the 2000s that have gone to prison.
Right.
One is still in prison. So there's a lot of mistrust among government. There's a feeling as though taxes are too high, especially when it comes to property taxes. The state is losing population. And overall, there just seems to be an unhappiness out there. I think that's what allowed Bruce Rauner to get into office in the first place. And now, unless, you know, things change a lot among people's minds, now he's a reason possibly that they're going to look to somebody else.
There are also 18 congressional districts in this state. 11 of them, I think, are held by Democrats right now. But we focused on one right here in this area, the 13th district, that is competitive this year. Do you expect that in the midterm elections that we may see some districts flip?
I think it's very possible. Not only this 13th district, there is a race that is in southern Illinois, captures part of the metro east area of St. Louis on the Illinois side that has Representative Mike Bost running there, the incumbent. There's a couple of races in Chicago suburbs that also are rather tight. Anything is possible. I think it all depends on turnout. It is what you would call a blue state, Illinois is. And Democrats overall do tend to do pretty well here, except for a few certain pockets. At the same time, Donald Trump, not very popular. Women are likely to come out, as we've talked about before, and vote in some big numbers this year. So, yeah, anything is possible. So I think it has put the national Republicans looking at Illinois and some of these seats they thought were safe back in play.
We heard something interesting from a woman here in Springfield. Her name is Marilyn Mueller, and she's talking here about President Trump. Let's listen.
I've said this about him since he was elected. My main complaint about Trump is that he brings out the worst in people. You know, I'm a pretty nice person, but he's brought out the worst in me, I have to say.
You know, you and I were at an event last night here in Springfield, heard from a lot of voters here, and this is one of the things that they said, that they think that the tenor of the politics right now is really ugly.
Yeah, I think most people want to see, they want to elect people to go in. They want change, of course, but they want to see people work together. And that's usually, I think, what is always on voters' minds. They want to see government function. And both here in Illinois and at the national level, there are some questions of how well things are functioning. That will certainly play on voters' minds.
Sean, stand by. I want to bring in Nyla Boodoo, who is host of the show The 21st on Illinois Public Media. She is with us from WILL, my old station in Urbana. Hi, Nyla.
Hi, Jeremy. Welcome back to Illinois.
Well, thank you. It's great to be here. And I want to ask you about President Obama, because just the other day, he was there where you are in Urbana at the University of Illinois, kind of entering the campaign fray for the first time this year, speaking to students. And he told them they're coming of age during a backlash against progress. Let's listen.
It did not start with Donald Trump. He is a symptom, not the cause. He's just capitalizing on resentments that politicians have been fanning for years.
Well, Obama then went on to campaign in California over the weekend. He's going to be in Ohio this week. How is his reentry into the campaign fray playing with Illinois voters, do you think?
I think particularly for the students, Jeremy, they were very excited to see President Obama. Almost half of the student body tried to get tickets to President Obama's speech. They only awarded about 1,200 or so. And so the students who made it in were very excited. They had a viewing party that not as many students went to, but we had a student who was there who said he hadn't really thought he had registered to vote, but President Obama had really convinced him and he was going to get out and vote for the next election. So it'll be interesting, especially with younger people. People in town were very excited by President Obama's trip to Cafe Paradiso, a coffee shop in Urbana, after his speech. And lots of folks, you know, they stood up and gave him a standing ovation. I think he energized a lot of people, I think, in the Champaign area, certainly among Democratic voters.
What about President Trump? What are you finding about how his popularity is in this state this year?
I think when you look at the 2016 election and you look at where President Trump has support, I think it's really a rural and urban divide. So it's not just Chicago, but if you look at the districts that went for Hillary Clinton, Sean mentioned the 12th congressional district, East St. Louis, where Brendan Kelly is from, that went for Hillary Clinton. SIU in Carbondale, that county went for Hillary Clinton. Champaign-Urbana, here, home of the University of Illinois, also went for Hillary Clinton. So basically, in all of the big cities, Peoria, Rockford, Chicago, basically everywhere but Springfield voted for Hillary Clinton. And then it's all of those rural areas that were very red.
I want to ask you about one other thing, Nyla, and that is Rahm Emanuel, the mayor of Chicago. He just announced that he is not going to run for re-election. We asked J.B. Pritzker, the Democrat running for governor, what he thought of Rahm Emanuel as mayor, whether he thought he's been a good mayor, and he didn't exactly answer the question, but what are your thoughts on that and how that plays into the midterm elections?
Well, the joke in Chicago right now is the people who say they aren't running is actually what reporters are tweeting, because there's so many people now who have thrown their name in. There were about a dozen people who were already in the race before the announcement, and I think now Mayor Emanuel really shocked everyone with this announcement last week that he wasn't going to be running. So I think the question is how this changes the race will be a very interesting one. I think that lots of people now, there are lots of potential women who are now thinking about running, including one of the people who've opened an exploratory committee is Cook County Board President Tony Preckwinkle, a very prominent African-American politician in Chicago. So I think everyone is seeing a wide open race now for Chicago.
Okay, I just want to ask you each one more question, which is there a story in Illinois that's of national importance that you think is not getting enough attention? I'll start with you, Nyla.
I think an interesting story is Illinois and our election system. And I think what people have missed is that in 2016, some voter data was hacked by Russian agents. I think the Illinois State Board of Elections has been very open about what happened. 76,000 voters had information compromised. They've reached out to them and they've been very open, particularly in the lead up to the election, that they feel like that error happened because of that hack happened because of an error of theirs, and that the system is safe and they want people to go out and vote.
Sean?
Well, I think Illinois is just indicative of what we're seeing in some other states with population loss. We're losing population in the state. Kids are going out of state to attend school. They're not coming back. We're finding that more and more. That's a concern for a state that has a lot of needs, like the state of Illinois, infrastructure and pension debt, things of that sort. Who's going to pay for that going forward?
Sean Crawford, news director here at WUIS in Springfield. We've also been speaking with Nyla Boodoo, host of The 21st at WILL in Urbana. Thanks to both of you.
Thank you.
Thank you.